Jivadharma, December 12th, I think, 2006.
The third of the teachings in Dasmul Shiksha, the first being the evidence, the praman, and the second being the first of the prameya, or that which is to be proved. And that first one was that Hari is the supreme absolute truth. The second is that he is endowed with all potencies. So now Vrajanath is asking to explain Shakti Tattva. Or the powers of that same Hari. As soon as he asked, his Gurudev was very joyful, and he asked him to sit next to him, and he told him the third of the verses, which is follows. Although Sri Bhagavan is non-different from his inconceivable transcendental potency, Parashakti, he has his own independent natures and desires. His Parashakti consists of three aspects, that is, Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, and Maya Shakti. The Chit Shakti is the internal potency, which we'll discuss later, has three functions in the spiritual world, which is the chit potency, the spiritual potency, the internal potency, the total potency, actually, because all other potencies are manifested from the chit potency, which is also called in various scriptures as Swarup Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. So there's the Chit Shakti, which is the spiritual power. Then manifested from that Chit Shakti is the Jiva Shakti, which is the marginal or Tatastha Shakti, marginal power. And then there's the Bahiranga, the external power, or Maya Shakti. These are the three aspects of his Pada Shakti. Parashakti, Chit Shakti is also non-different from Parashakti. And another name again is Swarup Shakti. Then Vrajanath asks, I've heard that that Brahma is without Shakti, and only when that Brahma is in the form of Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, that is the personal aspect, is there any power? So his Gurudev said, this is quite false. In all the forms of Bhagavan, or Paratattva, there's Parashakti and Paratattva. Paratattva is Bhagavan. He is the Shaktiman, or the supreme possessor of all powers. And Parashakti is the supreme power. And for the exact pronunciation, it's Pada Tattva and Pada Shakti. So his Gurudev said that even the even Brahma, the Nirvishesh Brahma, even he is manifest by the power of Bhagavan. So even Shakti is intrinsically in the Nirvishesh aspect. That Nirvishesh aspect of Parabrahman, Paratattva, Bhagavan, he is, or this Nirvishesh Brahma, is transcendental to the conceptions of any Mayavadi. The Mayavadi's conceptions of Brahma is imagination. Then he quotes one very nice verse from the Svetasvatara Upanishad, which our Srila Prabhupada quotes very frequently. Natasya karyam karanam cha vijyate natat samascha yadikascha drishyate parashi shakti vadaiva shruyate svabhavaki jnana bhalav kriyacha. Prabhupada was very, in a very simple way, he explained that Krishna's powers, his shaktis, are so innumerable and so much under his control and so powerful that they appear to be working without control. Just like they appear to be working automatically because they're working so well, but actually they're working under the supreme control of Krishna. And Prabhupada gave the analogy that suppose I have an itch on my head and I say, finger, come here, scratch my head. So my finger is working under my supreme control, but it's working so wonderfully that it appears to be working automatically. And none of his activities are mundane. His senses aren't mundane. His hands, he has legs, but they're not material. He performs everything through the medium of his transcendental body. And he's present everywhere at the same time. Nothing is equal to him and nothing is greater than him. He has many different types of powers or shaktis, among which his bala shakti, that is his power, his jnana shakti, that is his knowledge, and his kriya shakti, his potency for activity, are three main ones. And these are called chit, as I mentioned, that's his knowledge potency, samvit. Sat, or his sandini potency, the potency of his maintenance, nourishment, and existence. And ladini, or ananda, which is his potency of happiness, that potency that gives him happiness. Then Raghunath Das Goswami goes on to give evidence from the Svetasvatara Upanishad regarding the nature of the chit shakti or samvit shakti. Now, do you know what a homonym is? A homonym. A homonym means that one word has two different meanings, like bear and bare. Like, my arms are bare. They don't have any cloth over them. And I can't bear it, meaning I can't tolerate it. So one means uncovered and one means tolerate. Can you bear to hear it? So that's a homonym. So similarly, chit shakti is like a homonym. Chit shakti is the whole thing, the entire internal, intrinsic swarup shakti. And at the same time, chit shakti is the name of one of the potencies, one of the three spiritual potencies, namely synonymous to samvit. Does that make sense? At least on the intellectual platform. At least we can intellectually relate to it. Okay, so he's describing the chit shakti, which gives knowledge and realization to those who are absorbed in the samadhi of Krishna's lotus feet. Then they have realization, knowledge, that he's the cause of all causes and all that is. He's the cause of time. Like, you know how time is? Sometimes it goes too quickly. When we have a deadline and we're so far away from the deadline. Sometimes it goes too slowly when we're hungry and we want prasadam and we're counting 5 minutes, 59 seconds, 5 minutes, 58 seconds, 5 minutes, 57 seconds. And then it seems to be going forever. Sometimes when we're waiting for somebody to call, time seems to be going for taking a long time. So he is the cause of time. He's the cause of karma. All activities are caused by him, not by me. And he's the cause of the results of the karma, which is another word for karma, which is also called karma, karmic reactions. He's the cause of the jiva. He's the cause of the material nature. He's the cause of the spiritual world, everything. He's cause of all causes. And then from the same Svetasvata Upanishad, Raghunath Das Goswami gives evidence of the nature of the jiva. That is, there's two types of jiva. One type is under the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and the other one is free. One type of jiva is in pursuance of enjoyment in this world and always striving to enjoy it. Yeah, can I enjoy my tongue? Oh, how can I enjoy my ears, my eyes? Yes. What can I find? At every moment, looking like fire is always raging, so the senses are always raging. And the other kind of jiva is aloof from that. He's not at all touched by Maya. Then he gives evidence as to the qualities of the Maya Shakti, material energy, from the same Svetasvatara Upanishad. And that is that Maya is also created by the Supreme Lord. And whereas he is unaffected, totally unaffected by Maya, the jivas in this world are totally affected. Then he explains from that same verse that he quoted before, and I hope everyone will do the homework of learning that verse. Parasha Shaktaya Vivadaiva Shruyate. That is, because Prajnath is asking, well, we think that Brahma is the highest aspect of the Supreme Truth, and that Ishvara, the controller, is less. So Raghunath Das was saying that that's absurd. Even in the highest, there's Shakti. So the highest is not qualityless. The highest is full of qualities. And Vrajanath asked, well, if the highest is full of qualities and Shaktis and surrounded by Shaktis, and he does everything by his independent desire, that as you said, that he was, on one hand, he's surrounded by Shaktis, by his power, just like I'm surrounded by my energy. I, Shamarani, am surrounded by my energy. At the same time, I'm a person. So Krishna is surrounded by and non-different from his energies, and at the same time, he's an individual person with independent desire and free will. And by that free will, he's engaging all his various powers or shaktis. He's engaging the jivas according to their respective propensities and qualities. He's engaging the material nature. And he quoted that verse, Raghunath Das Babaji quoted that verse, Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Shuryate Chacharacharam. That is, material nature is working under my direction, O Arjuna. producing all moving and non-moving beings and things. Of course, the material nature is not producing the jiva, but the bodies of the non-moving and moving beings. And by its rule, everything is created and annihilated again and again, and that's all working under my direction. So, Vrajanath is asking, if everything's working under his supreme independent will, and he has so many desires, and by those desires he's controlling his spiritual energy and everything, then wouldn't he be subject to vikar, or transformation? And if he's subject to transformation, that means he's not eternal. He's not the eternal truth, because he's always changing. So, Raghunath Das Babaji explains that his vikar, or his transformations, are not material. His transformations, or vikar, is a manifestation of prema. And there's that verse by Sri Swarup Damodar in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikriti Vaidini Shakti Asman, that the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, are transformations of his Ladini Shakti, which is under his direction. So all of his transformations are spiritual. For example, he may perspire. He may turn color or lose all of his color. He may faint. He may get skinnier. So all these transformations are not material. They're all spiritual transformations. And under the influence of his spiritual power, his Swarup Shakti, or internal powers. And they're the highest manifestation of prema. There's so many transformations of the material energy, but he has nothing to do with those transformations. But it's because we are covered by Maya considerations that we see his transformations or his activities, like he's a baby drinking the milk from his mother, then he grows up and he's Pogunda age, and then he's a Kishore age, and then he leaves the gopis and goes to the queens in Mathura and Dwarka. So we hear about that, and we see it, and we think, well, I can relate to that. I was a kid, I was a teenager, now I'm an adult. But his transformations have nothing to do with ours. And Srila Raghunath Das Babaji Mahasaya gives the analogy of somebody who has jaundice. If somebody has jaundice, he sees everything yellow. Everywhere I look, because my eyes are yellow. Actually, a jaundice person has completely yellow eyes. And everything they look at looks yellow. So, because our transformations are mayic, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, sometimes I'm alive, sometimes I'm a dead. I put those impressions on Bhagavan. Whereas actually, the material energy, Raghunath Das Babaji is explaining, is just a shadow reflection. It's not even a clear reflection, it's a shadow of the spiritual world and the spiritual transformations. Just like Radha and Krishna love each other. Tom and Mary love each other. But Tom and Mary's love is a perverted reflection in a shadow. It seems to be similar. They're holding hands, they're embracing, they're afraid their mother will find out. But actually, it only seems similar to an ignorant eye. Just like somebody, if you see somebody in a mirror, on first glance, it looks like the reflection in the mirror is the same, but actually it's totally opposite. The left eye is on the right side, the right eye is on the left side. The nostrils are different, the ears are different. The Brahman's thread would be backwards if it was a Brahmana. So, It only seems the same because we're looking with jaundiced eyes. But actually, it's no similarity at all, really. It's opposite. The jivas have a minute, very atomically minute degree of the qualities of the chit shakti. And the maya shakti doesn't even have a minute quality. It just has a perverted reflection in the shadows of the qualities. Then Vrajanath asks, well, which one of the qualities, which one of the shaktis is Radharani? So Babaji Mahasaya explains that she is the complete shakti. She's the whole thing of shakti. She's Swarup Shakti. She's Parashakti. She's Ladini Shakti. She's Antaranga Shakti. It's she, the Swarup Shakti, who has the three kinds of potencies of activity, or Kriya Shakti. Kriya means activity. She, as the Swarup Shakti, has three kinds of potencies of activities, and that is the Chit Shakti, the Jiva Shakti, and the Maya Shakti. It's by Radharani's power that these three manifest. So in Prabhupada's words, the Jiva is a sample of that Chit Shakti, or Swarup Shakti, or Antaranga Shakti. All the characteristics of the Swarup Shakti are completely present in the internal potency, or the Chit Shakti. And they're present to a minute degree in the Jiva, and they're present in a distorted way in the Maya Shakti. So apart from the three kinds of Kriya Shakti, or potencies of activity, that is, Antaranga Shakti, the internal potency, Tattvastha Shakti, or the Jiva, and Bahiranga Shakti, the external potency, or Maya. Besides these three, there are three manifestations, and that is Sat, Chit, and Ananda, or Samvit, Sandini, and Haladini. These are sometimes called manifestations. They're sometimes called functions. They're sometimes called aspects of the Swarup Shakti. Because of the influence of the Hladini Shakti, who's also personified as Radharani, Krishna always enjoys transcendental vikar, or transcendental transformations, which can also be called astasattvika bhavs, or vyavachari bhavs, or anubhavs, different emotional and physical transformations. Sometimes water shoots from his eyes. That's a transformation, but it's a transformation which is the highest manifestation of prema. And his abode, where he's having all this sport, his abode is a manifestation, like Vrindavan, Dwarka, Ayodhya, are all manifestations of his Sandini potency. And his Sandini potency also manifests his flute, his clothing, all the things in Vrindavan and all of his other abodes. Now these three aspects, or manifestations of Swarup Shakti, that is Sandini, Sambit, and Haladini, totally control and influence the, otherwise the other two wouldn't have any existence, influence the natures of the Tatastha Shakti, that is the Jiva, and the Maya Shakti. For example, Paladini Shakti influences the, or is present in, the Jiva Shakti in terms of Brahmananda, or spiritual bliss. That same Ladini potency is present in the material world in the form of material so-called pleasures, which aren't actually pleasures. Just like